You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. There's certain signs that you're getting close to summer. College basketball over. Yeah. It means it's baseball season. And summer's not too far away. Yeah, about less than 60 days. Actually, less than 60. For most of the country, right? Summer gets here middle of May. Northern part of the country, not so much. Maybe right around June 1st. But yeah, last night, Villanova wins. I didn't watch one basketball game. And I used to be a big basketball fan. I wouldn't say big. It wasn't my favorite sport ever, but, I had the game on, muted. And then the hockey game came on. My Kings played. And I said, I'm out later. But almost getting towards summer, which will be nice. Spring, summer, fall for most parts of the country, best part of the year. And then we tolerate the other parts to live where we live. So, good morning on Tuesday morning, the third day of April, 2018, and All Marine Radio. We'll check news here in a few minutes. But I was watching headlines or something yesterday, and one of the headlines I saw was, there will be no more major legislation passed between now and the election. We're in April. So what does Congress do now? And think about it. If you're in the House, you were sworn in a little more than a year ago. Okay? You'll serve for a year. And January, February, March, you'll serve for 14 months, and then you go back ahead and you start campaigning again. The House is rough. You stand for election all the time. Are you never not running? I think in the House you're always running. And so, what is the president going to do after he meets with Mr. Kim, right? I guess he'll meet with Putin, keep his dance card full like that. But what does he do? What the hell, man? He's good. You know, we're not going to argue about legislation. What are we going to argue about? So I don't know. It'll be interesting. The other, I got an email yesterday about how the president sucks the life out of the room, no matter what's going on. It is his agenda. It's what he's doing on that specific day. And pretty amazing. in terms of just what Donald Trump does is the news of the day these days.
Hey, do you want to go to the pound? Shut up.
Not normally. That normally takes care of that. I don't know if he knows where the pound is, but he knows if it's associated with that tone of voice, it's probably not a good event for him. So yeah, that's Joe. Jack, he's part of the program. Joe, he's not part of the program yet. He's only not even a year old. So he still has species identity crisis, which means he's a dog. He thinks he's a beaver. Yeah. So we still deal with that on a regular basis. And I'm not sure that's getting better. It's getting a little better. I have to say, I think it's getting a little bit better. But good God, man. Everything. If it's out, it's going to get chewed. So for his own survival, right, you got to streamline the house. And if not, you're beating his ass every day. It's like, come on, are we going to do this again? How can you fail to learn? So I think Jack's a smart dog. I think Joe's stupid. But Joe's, like, extremely loyal. Like, if I had a leaky sprinkler, and so I went to war with a sprinkler, and which I, you know, I will, I have, I get fixated on inanimate objects. I have a sense of loyalty to things that I've carried with me in my life, and I don't throw them away. Like, why do you still have that? It's with me. It's like made too many events with me. It has to stay. It's part of me. And so anyway, the sprinkler fight. Jack, he walks out and he'll look at me and he'll say, "I'm going back. I'm going indoors. I'll go to sleep." Joe sits there, right next to me, works on the sprinkler with me. So there's merit to that, right? There is merit to loyalty. And so Joe gets high points for loyalty. Yeah. And he'll fetch too. You throw something, he'll go get it and bring it right back to you. Jack, he just looks at you like, dude, why'd you throw that all the way to the other side of the yard? So my dog sagas. But Joe's still a puppy. So he's still learning. As my cousin Tom would say, he's a pup. He is a pup. Hopefully he will make it to the long, ripe age. I got a couple emails about, Mac, what'd you do to your website? You know, I have a guy who I've been doing websites with for a long time. Started with my re-election, or my election. And my guy. Scott, and lives up in North Dakota, and I met him because he listened to my program years ago. And but websites, I don't know for those of you that have them, for work or you're responsible for them or you have one of your own, they are a colossal pain in the ass. You know, Twitter, Facebook, your website, it is a chore every day to maintain it. And so you think of it as, oh, like, I'm going to do this. It's going to be cool. Well, for websites to be good, they have to be current. And that means every day you either have to post to it, you got to maintain it. And so, for All Marine Radio, as we're coming up on the end of the second year, going into our third year. So, as you know, you kind of develop the concept of All Marine Radio. You look at websites and you say, okay, how do these websites display their content on their homepage? Well, how as a radio station do you display all the great interviews that you've done on the front page, knowing that people are going to, you know, a lot of people are going to come in contact with it on their cell phone? Exactly. Pretty hard. You can't convey it in a picture. You've got all these interviews. So I saw something that caught my eye, and it was simply a website that had a series of boxes. And in these boxes were, I think, the last one I saw was a menu. It was a restaurant. You know, here's our fish tacos. Here's our prime rib. Here's our oatmeal, right? All these boxes. So anyway, my friend Scott saw a template, and he said, hey, check this out. So what you'll see if you go to the website these days, if you haven't been lately, is you'll see on the front page, you'll see a series. There's three boxes across, and I think they change every 5 or 6 seconds. But it's all the great interviews that we've done. And so been trying to get that. And then you got to... He's going to the pounds. He's going to the pound. All right, we're going to take a break. Joe's going outside. I'm going to come back, finish the open, and then more Ball Marine Radio coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Take a seat. Rattle the desk, sat on the stairs, say or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over, I can't just let you go. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Joe's going to wind up in the middle. All right. Where was... Oh, I'm talking about websites. Yeah, so this template. And it's, I don't know, for those of you that are familiar with web design, there's a company called WordPress, and they have a platform. There's a ton of different templates that get designed for use in WordPress, and so that's what we use. But I will tell you, I think it looks great. And for us, what it does is it in a box that changes every 5 seconds or so, it allows, you know, Cal Humphrey, John Allen, Jeremiah Workman to be displayed for a few seconds. And then after that, you get Stephen Foley, Carl Marlantis, the flag-raising stuff on Iwo Jima that we've done, and very, very cool stuff. Ron Baskowski, Sergeant Major Zickenfuss. So really, in a space of maybe 15 seconds that somebody would look at a, you know, the website, hopefully, if you're, you know, interested in things about the Marine Corps, Charlie Linville going to the top of Mount Everest, you would see enough in there in 15 seconds. Sebastian Younger, the writer, documentary filmmaker, Restrepo, Korngal, all that, coming on to talk about his book, Tribe. The Commandant coming on a few times. And so, yeah, so it's, but it's been 2 years in that, you know, you have something in your head. How do we do that? And you can't find anything that replicates it, and kind of writing the code by yourself. Yeah, that proves to be cumbersome. And I don't know. I've never seen it really work out that great. But anyway, that, and then, if you go to the podcast page and, the template, this was the template, the menu template, for a restaurant. And so you just kind of adapted the blog, but it comes out really slick, and, you got to change the way you display pictures a little bit and kind of get to know it. But, yeah, WordPress looks awesome. So, anyway, yeah, Joe's outside, though, and he's not stopping, so good for him. He can go outside and do his thing this morning, whatever that is. So, we had a guest cancel, so we're probably going to do best of in the second hour, so you'll get to hear an interview. I have yet to choose it, so if you have a request, if you're listening today, and you have a request, let me know. I got, somebody emailed me and they had listened to, that interview that we did with Stephen Foley. And he's the, Irish amateur historian about, and we talked to Stephen Foley about how he's the guy who started the ball rolling on the whole re-identification of the Marines involved in the flag raising. And I just think it's a funny, I think it's a funny story, a humorous story anyway, that has Foley on just it's his fetish, World War II history, and in particular on Iwo Jima. He's seen thousands of images. And he hurts his back at work, and he's recovering, and he can't do anything. So he's perusing, you know, doing what he does in his hobby. And he notices John Bradley. And he notices what he's wearing. And he notices his uniform. And then on top of the mountain. And then, you know, a few images later, here's the flag raising, and here's Bradley. Well, Bradley doesn't look anything in the picture that he looks like, evidently, minutes before. What are the odds that Bradley reconfigures his uniform? Well, pretty slim. So he, you know, that's how it starts. All of that. After, what's unbelievable, after 70 years, and as iconic as that image was, you know, here's this Mick with an Iwo Jima fetish that sees Bradley's uniform and says, that ain't right. Now, interestingly enough, on a parallel track, and you heard him, and he's running for office in Michigan right now, which is why you haven't heard him lately, and that was Matt Morgan, Lieutenant Colonel, United States Marine Corps. You heard Matt, and come on. And he was working on, he was doing a little bit of technical consulting with, I believe it was Dale Dye, on what is the movie, Clint Eastwood, on the Pacific, the series. then, it was on the Pacific, or was it Clint Eastwood's movie? It was Clint Eastwood's movie, I think. Flags of Our Fathers. And the costume guy comes up to him and says, "Hey, can I ask you a question?" And he says, "Yeah." He says, "Well, I'm trying to get Bradley's uniform right. And in this picture, you know, he's wearing this. But in this picture, he's not. Like, how do I dress him?" And they're it's really funny. Like, okay, so as a Marine, you want to Marine Corps went through this after they had a commission. It was chaired by, I want to say General DeValle, Pedro DeValle, DeValle, and after to get to the bottom because there were people. Parents who said, "Yeah, that's my son," right? The Franklin Sousley thing. And they renamed one of them. I want to say he was originally named Hank Hansen was in it, and he's not in it. And it was, you know, the story goes, Franklin Sousley's mother says, "I know that's my son's butt." And it turns out she was right. After all the fanfare and all the bond tour and all the rest of that stuff. So he says, "Well, there's no way the Marine Corps got this wrong. I mean, they've looked into it." And so he says that's where it came to his attention. And so he winds up producing the Smithsonian special that still appears on the Smithsonian Channel. About the unknown flag raiser of Iwo Jima, which is pretty interesting, I thought, as somebody who enjoys history. But to think a guy, I think there's a book to be written in all of that. And I wish Mr. Bradley would write it about why would he not say a word after he knew that, yeah, that's not me. You know, I know me. I know what I wore every day. I may not remember if I was in that specific photograph, but I know what I wore, and none of those guys is wearing what I wore. That's not how I dressed. I never had a pair of wire cutters hanging off my right hip. Ever. Yup. And so why would he, you know, why would he not say anything? You know, again, I think it's just fascinating. Why? Because to call that attention to yourself and to stand up and say, I wasn't really sure, and they told me I was going on this bond tour, and to shut up in color, so I went. That's why I did it. But yeah, that's not me. And then all the attention that would go with that, yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah, and then have to live with the unpleasantness of knowing. But I think it's very much linked to post-combat related mental health, right? You stuff it in the closet at the time, and you shut the door, and you don't go near it, which is how you did it. And then you have a guy like Schultz, and Schultz just goes, he just goes home, and he never mentions it. Yeah, that's me in that picture. Except evidently one time in a dinner table conversation with his girlfriend, I think she became his wife's daughter. And she said, yeah, my mom was on the phone. We were sitting there, and somehow or other that picture was on the table. And he said, I'm in that picture. She said, what? That's the only time he ever mentions it. He's not even in a photograph that they can locate after World War II. Yeah. The only photographs you see of the guy are on that, which is, think about that. How do you not get in a picture for all those years? Or not have one survive? That's crazy. Comes back home after the war, lives in Los Angeles, becomes a postman. And lives out his life in peace. And he never goes near it, never talks about it, never challenges it. And so it's full of, you know, I think of post-combat related mental health lessons. Well, why didn't Schultz, like, well, why would Schultz go around on a campaign saying that, hey, that was me in that picture? You know, a private guy did his duty during the war and came home and wanted to get back on with his life. So, I think after this discussion, come on. So, in lieu of a guest in the second hour, we'll hear one of those interviews. I'll tell you, the other guy, the other interesting interview is an interview we did with Charlie Niemeyer. He's since retired, but he was head of the Marine Corps Historical Division. And he talks about, you know, this evidence that came, that comes to light, what does the Marine Corps do with it? And then he talks about, he said, look, on a monthly basis, we get letters from, you know, descendants, some from veterans that say, hey, I'm in this picture. This picture's misidentified. And, you know, we try to give them all their due. And a lot of it has to do with the first and second flag raising. My father said he was there, blah, 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 blah. And so, you know, when this first started to percolate, they kind of said, yeah, whatever, you know. But, you know, but very officially, we have no comment on it, blah, blah, blah. But the article that got written in the Omaha World Herald, and so the path of this is Foley in Ireland. He sees it. There's a guy named Eric Crelly. And there's kind of a sad ending to all of this, right? In that, Crelly had a website called the 5th Marine Division, right? So, Foley contacts Crelly. Crelly goes to, I think, the path is, he goes to, I think, at University of Nebraska, Omaha, historians, and shows him the evidence. And then there's an article that appears with very, very detailed images in the Omaha World Herald. And so, his website's called 5thMarineDivision.com. So that's how Foley knows Crelly. And his grandfather, was in there. And so ultimately when this thing goes to production, Foley gets left out of it. People sign deals and he's left out of it. Yeah. And so, but once you, I don't know if you've ever looked at it, but if you ever do look at the article, in the Omaha World Herald, it is astounding the detail that they put into the images. If you move your mouse over the images, you get this exploded view of the image itself. And you don't have to spend 5 minutes on that article before you look at it and your jaw hits the table. Yeah, your jaw absolutely hits the table. And you sit it and you look, and I remember when I read it, I saw the article, I don't know where I saw the article, because it was a national story, right? So I don't think I saw it in the Marine Corps Times. I think I saw it someplace else. And then I read I was reading it, and I clicked on the, I was reading it on my phone, so, and then I clicked on the link to the original story in the Omaha World Herald, and then I saw the images, and then I went to my desktop computer. And then I started moving my mouse over the images, and you're sitting there going, "You got to be kidding me! It's not him in the picture." And then, you know, there's all these explanations that Bradley reconfigured his uniform, and you say, "Okay, look, look at the guy's pants. That alone says it's not Bradley. Bradley wears, he's one of the few guys that wears his leggings. You know, you see a lot of guys who take their leggings off, right? And he has his pants cuffed. The dude doesn't have his pants cuffed, and he's not wearing leggings. And so, like, he's not going to stop and do that during the course of his workday. That's how he rolls. That's how he wears his uniform. And you look at that, and you're like, uh-oh, that isn't him. And it is pretty, so, anyway, I history, I'm a fan of, obviously. So, anyway, we're going to get going this morning. We'll check news headlines, but, Yeah, so, and again, my conclusion on the website, if you have a choice, don't build one. If you're going to build one, it's too much work. It's too much work. It's too much work to get it right and, then to maintain it. It's pretty much a nightmare on a daily basis. It's a nightmare. And, so the front page is good. It's designed to display, if you go to podcasts and op-eds, it's designed to display five rows of three. So that would be a week's worth of programming. So that's kind of what you get if you scroll down the page before you have to go to the last page. So I've had to redo all the images to go on that page, make them smaller so everything fits. And so to go to the second page, it looks like a bowl of spaghetti. Yeah. So this is a little bit behind the curtain. It starts with Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Rogers. Yeah. Starting at about that point, I haven't fixed the images, so it looks like caca. Yeah. But we'll live with it. All right. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official this morning. We'll check news headlines coming up next. And then we have to hear something from Iwo Jima, I think. So with all that said, good morning to you. And good morning to Joe outside. This is dedicated to Stephen Foley, without whose research this whole thing on Iwo Jima, the Marine Corps re-validating and changing, revalidating and changing who's actually in the picture, would never have happened. So after 70 years, that thing finally gets unscrewed. So this is dedicated to him.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, we'll check the current temperature. Cloudy and 46 in Quantico. Cloudy and 64 at Camp Lejeune. Clouds and 74 in Texas. Warming up in Texas. But it's getting colder in Montana. Cloudy and 12 degrees this morning in Montana. Nice. Sunny and 59 in Pendleton. Clouds and 50. I'm sorry. Sunny and 59 and 29 in Palms. Clouds and 57 in Pendleton. Clouds and 70 in Okinawa. And Marja is clear, dark, and 85. Daytime high of 97. At the home of All Marine Radio, clouds in 58 degrees. Looking for a high of 67 today. That is a look at the weather. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we will check some news headlines. On our way to hearing from Stephen Foley. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Time for us to check the news. Is the news ever good? Oh, we got gun stuff for the gunner. Marine snipers are getting new Mark 13 rifle, replacing the venerable M40 sniper rifle that has done so much good work with Marine Corps snipers. Yeah. Romanian police fine 5 U.S. Navy sailors over a bar tab dispute. Yeah, there you go. Nice. Nice work, boys. Another article. Marines not at the point of contact in Afghanistan. I think that's probably one of the keys of the war in Afghanistan and turning it around. Is, again, we've talked about it before, but what allowed us to stay in Syria, given the long wars that we're involved in, is the fact that you don't have pictures of Marines on the news every night and their families on the news every night. And that has always been a critical vulnerability of America's strategic policy, going back 50 years to Vietnam. That's not easy for a nation to watch. And the United States has its own limits as well. Yeah. So to me, it's really important that, you know, these military units get the benefit of, you know, American advice and mentoring and training and supporting arms. But at the end of the day, they've got to go out and do it. And I don't think in Afghanistan, if we're not there yet, and I'm trying to get somebody to come on to talk to me about that's been there, but I don't know, for whatever reason, there's a general reluctance to, you know, talk to correspondents who don't have much knowledge about it is one thing. To talk to people that have been there and done it evidently is another. So, interesting. The also in the news, police departments in Wisconsin are returning. The military gave Humvees and different military vehicles to local police units that wanted them. And some units are finding that hard to maintain, too big for what they do. And so they're giving them back. Replacing those with smaller vehicles that are more suited for law enforcement and what they do inside American city. So yeah, it was a program that that you know, you saw all kinds of vehicles given to police force. Email Mac, what's the name of that? What press? WordPress. Yeah. Yeah, if you do a search on WordPress in terms of websites, you'll find that it's a huge it's huge stuff. And then it's almost like Android. Okay. Inside of the Android operating system, you have all these, it's kind of wide open, right? And so that is WordPress. WordPress provides a structure of your website, and then people develop things, all these different tools, because WordPress is a very popular platform, and they develop all these tools that go inside. So so that's what it is for those of you. And I would recommend it. It's pretty slick. If you see ours, so ours is really a WordPress template, and then finding somebody who's in the inside of WordPress is in the business of developing. So yeah, it's not too difficult. The problem is you got to find somebody, and it should be, you know, when you think of it, it should be that hard to find somebody that's doing whatever needs to be done relative to your business. I mean, what kind of business do you have? Are you in sales? Are you in marketing? Right? Are you in manufacturing? So, you know, you see all these different genres of business, and then here you go. Are you in the media? Maybe these appeal to you. And so you pick one, you start loading your content, and boom, slick city. Yeah, you're not doing it by yourself. But I will tell you this, in every one of them, there's a relatively steep learning curve that goes with it relative to manipulating and making and fine-tuning it so that it does look ultimately the way you want it to look. Because, as I said, the challenge is keeping it, keeping it looking, you know, attractive on a daily basis, keeping the content current, and all of that. So that is where you become the website employs you. You don't employ it. So it is same thing with Twitter. You know, you don't it employs you. You don't employ it. You wind up spending a lot more time working for it than it winds up working for you, it seems like. So, anyway, the constant battle. So this is kind of Marine stories, and we'll talk to the gunner about the about sniper rifles and changes there, why the Marine Corps is, after all this time and all the pride that's gone into it, why the Marine Corps would be changing now. So, Michael, I'm sure we'll have a take on that. Stephen Foley coming up. I want to hear the interview again now after talking about this morning. Top five stories in the early bird today. Good story in Stars and Stripes. The Air Force has accelerated a plan to base Ospreys in western Tokyo. Yeah, in Yokota, at Yokota Air Force Base. Saying that the tilt rotor aircraft would arrive this week, 2 years ahead of schedule. And I will tell you, in to me, this is one of the things that you hear. I mentioned, and I played some audio from Alan Dershowitz last week. Well, why Alan Dershowitz? Well, whenever you see somebody who's a liberal, who's a scholar, in terms of constitutional law, and they're taking a contrary position than that which you would think they would take relative to just say President Trump or whoever. Okay. That always gets my attention. The guy who's doing it and who started a few months ago making waves and has shown no signs of slowing down is Saudi Crown Prince, right? He threw a bunch of his relatives in the Ritz in Riyadh, and they had to do I guess some kind of serious negotiations over money in order for them to for him to release them. But his name is Mohammed bin Salman. All right, he's been in the news a lot. Okay, now think about this. This is a leader that's going to run Saudi Arabia. Okay, the Israelis have the right to their own land. He met last week in New York City, I didn't talk about this on the air, but I just read the article, with rabbis and Catholic leaders. Yeah, what? Hannah Montana say what? So listen to this. Saudi Arabia's crown prince said Israelis are entitled to live peacefully on their own land in an interview published on Monday in U.S. magazine The Atlantic. Another public sign that ties between Riyadh and Tel Aviv appear to be growing closer. Asked if he believes the Jewish people have a right to a nation state in at least part of their ancestral home, Mohammed bin Salman was quoted as saying, "I believe the Palestinians and the Israelis have the right to their own land, but we have to have a peace agreement to assure the stability for everyone and to have normal relations." Now, you'll see where this is heading, right? Increased tension between Tehran, Iran, and Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, have fueled speculation that shared interests may push Saudi Arabia and Israel to work together against what they see as a common Iranian threat. Quote, "There's a lot of interest we share with Israel. And if there is peace, there would be a lot of interest between Israel and the Gulf Cooperation Council countries," Prince Mohammed added. And then most notably, and this is, again, things you've never seen, Saudi Arabia opened its airspace for the first time to commercial flights to Israel last month, which an Israeli official hailed as historic following 2 years of efforts. So you see things like this. And you wonder, you know, President Trump went there early. And you wonder if those reaching out and said, hey, you guys have to come and deliver. We have to stop this violence that has gone on in my entire lifetime. And so you see things that in public have to happen and then what goes on in private. Saudi Arabia condemned Donald Trump's move to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel last year. But Arab officials told Reuters at the time that Riyadh appears to be on board with a broader U.S. strategy for an Israeli-Palestine peace plan still in its early phases of development. Yeah, right. So, film at 11. But anyway, did you ever think you'd hear that? Number three, U.S. sends more troops to Syrian town where U.S. and British soldiers were killed. Four, White House doctor could face the most contentious VA confirmation process ever. So he may not be the exact point of it. It will be Donald Trump. Okay? So as it is with all of these things. And since we're not going to pass any legislation, we'll turn that on a referendum on Donald Trump. And again, in stories that happen on a more and more frequent basis, maybe I just see them now. According to a panel, China ratcheting up military pressure towards Taiwan. So we're going to see a military solution in Taiwan? See, the thing about Taiwan and China is, you know, if Taiwan does what North Korea did, which is, if they have enough, right, surface-to-ship missiles, too many to be all taken out, there's no way that their finite number of ships get to Taiwan. So, anyway, the article that's on the USNI website, China looks at Taiwan like Russia looks at Crimea, a key territory to control and asserting its power in the Asia Pacific. In an answer to a question at the Atlantic Council's Washington, D.C., Sarah Kirchberger from the Institute of Security Policy at Germany's Kiel University noted a senior Chinese naval official wrote, quote, "We should do what Putin did in the Crimea in Taiwan. In controlling Taiwan, China would have direct access to the Western Pacific and extend its influence in the East and the South China Sea. How the United States and its allies, Japan, South Korea, and Australia, would respond to overt aggression from Beijing is unclear." You know, and you want to know, and you can, you know, whatever else they say about about Taiwan, largely is immaterial. When you read that, that tells you everything that China needs to know. That it is unclear how the United States, Japan, and South Korea would react. That's amazing. Japan would overrun, or China would overrun an ally of the United States, and we would sit there with our hands in our pockets. The article goes on. And this is my whole point against the only way to make sure you don't fight is to be strong. And our allies are letting us down, and they're letting the Pacific Rim down, and they're letting Europe down, specifically Germany and Japan. Got to get their shit together. Russia's seizure of the Crimea drew an increasingly strident series of economic sanctions from the United States and Eastern and European Union, coupled with Moscow's backing of separatists in the eastern Ukraine. There was a new commitment of American ground, naval, and air forces to Europe and a steady increase in NATO member countries' spending on security. China, however, is a far greater economic power than Russia, a theme that you heard on the program. And it's not afraid to use trade to settle disputes in its favor, panelists said. And again, that's what we talked about, the weaponization. And you heard the Secretary of Navy talk about it, the Commandant talk about it. China seeks to win without firing a shot. The Chinese have a hard power, have the hard power to force an issue, but risk a United States, and its Pacific allies' response, said John Watts of the Atlantic Council. So it has chosen to follow a hybrid path of military threats and provocations, from island building on coral reefs, aggressive presence in contested waters, and severely curbing trade with South Korea and Taiwan to gain an upper hand in any dispute. It's all part of the extortion. And if free nations won't use their militaries to push back on dictators, then you are going to see, you know, you're going to see all of a sudden the South China Sea and the East China Sea be off limits to international naval traffic. Yeah, shipping, whatever. You can't go in there. That belongs to China. And that is what they seek. They seek two belts. One is one they call an inner belt. If you look at the globe, yeah, pretty interesting. China's long-range national defense plan. But the inner belt extends, you can see, it would extend from the Philippines, Taiwan, and Japan, right? Now, how they do that, right, they have to take over a whole series of islands that they have in dispute with Japan in the East China Sea, and they have to take over the South China Sea, and then they have to take over Taiwan. How does that happen? It can only happen if the nations of the world do what the nations of the world did in the face of Hitler's aggression. And it simply can't be allowed to happen. The difference is that China uses economic extortion to get what it doesn't want to get militarily. So, and the Philippines is a great example of that. The Philippines has chosen to go ahead and have a closer relationship with China in order to have access to Chinese markets, which is good for the Philippine economy. South Korea and Japan have both said no. And so they suffer the slings and arrows that go with that. In an effort to be bullied into accepting Beijing's terms. So very interesting stuff going on in the Western Pacific. And again, that's why I say Japan, they've got their navy's got to get bigger. Their ground forces have to get bigger. They've got to be part of what secures freedom. So we'll take a break. Stephen Foley coming up next. And then the gunner after Foley. More of All Marine Radio on a Tuesday. Next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.